Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. We are gathered in the BCC conference room for general discussion. It is 9 a.m. Present are Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, and Commissioner DeYoung. And we've got a very short agenda today. Number one is the fairgrounds restructuring, and I don't know who we've got here for the fairground. I don't even know how this ended up on here, to be honest with you.
I don't either. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Come on up, Arthur. Let's talk about what we can do
while
you're here. This is part of a broader conversation I think we've thought about for general facilities. I've asked Helene to kind of get in touch with All Care about our letter of intent and seeing how that's going with the other building, if they're building it at all.
Yeah.
Which would mean I think we get our money back. But that's all part of a whole scheme and looking at, you know, moving evidence to the sheriff's campus over there. And then, you know, the big one is the 72 acres that's the fairgrounds. And we've got to figure out where's forestry and parks going. Sarah and I spent a little time yesterday, and she's got some really creative ideas. I threw out children, but I don't think that's going to work. It probably won't, but whatever. There are places for stuff to go, and we need somebody to kind of guide and shepherd this project, is my thought. And when we've had Mal Foster and Alonji, Seth is their the guy who we've been working with for 5 years now. He suggested that they do that. That's actually part of their portfolio of things that they do. The city just contracted with Mal Foster and Alonji, MFG. MFA, to do their Spalding Industrial Park revamp deal. So it might be worth a conversation. It's probably an informal RFP that we could put out with these are the, you know, I went through, but that's not everything. You guys probably have stuff that you want facilities-wise. And not when I say facilities, like reorganizing offices. Ryan has somebody who does that, and we're working on repurposing the justice portions and such like getting a proposal for you guys on that deal. But we need somebody to look at our portfolio of properties and make sure that we're putting them as efficiently as possible and developing a master plan for those. And so we've talked about this before, but we've never really put it down on paper as something we are okay with and moving forward. It really kind of comes under Ryan's auspice of a facilities, and I was going to text him here this morning, but I didn't know how deep we were going into this. So it's really an Arthur and a Ryan and a person we don't have's responsibility to guide this project and move it forward.
Is Mal Foster, I mean, you said we'd have to put out a bid, but...
No, I had an informal RFP. We usually try to get...
Get direction to the director.
I don't know their company, so as far as the capabilities of them to handle North Valley Industrial at the same time as Spalding and a master facilities kind of...
Our portfolio is not an issue.
We're the biggest county in the state.
Yeah. They're in two states, Washington and Oregon. Their satellite is Portland. Their main branch is Tacoma or Seattle.
I don't remember which, but they've got resources and some depth. Well, I think we've kicked it around before, and I think it's something that we really need to look at more than just kicking it around. And that's
totally prepared to move forward if we wanted.
Yeah, but I would like to see us consolidate ODOT's.
It's another one.
ODOT's maintenance, city's maintenance, cities. We've had the discussion at city council level for years about that maintenance yard down there and that facility is not adequate for what we're doing. And the same thing is if we were to make some changes in the future on how we do things public works-wise and whether we're farming some of our maintenance out, I mean farming our jobs out and not have the fleet to take care of that we would normally have, that maybe we would be able to share all of those together. And just have one, you know, they just do it by invoice. You know, they don't belong to anybody, maybe the private sector. And they just invoice us. Invoice the county when they're working on a county rig, city when they're working on a city rig. And I just came by ODOT this morning, and they have out there along the fence on Foothill 18 new snow plows. Maybe 12 to 18. At least.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday. They're out in the sun. You know, those are about $200,000 a piece. and they don't have them undercover. You know, spend $5,000 on
cover. And what is their charge in Josephine County?
Those are probably mostly for I-5.
Yep.
It's Sexton. That's it.
They don't have enough trucks to put them all on. They don't have enough trucks to put them all on.
Oh.
Truck and trailers.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few, but anyway.
Anyway, that's their problem.
They had a slew of them.
Let's get this moving forward, if you guys are okay with that.
I think it's something we really need to get started on, especially if we're talking about restructuring the surrounding.
Well, planning, public works, building maintenance, public health. I mean, that's something that we need to have a bigger discussion about, where the, you know, piece is going to fit in the puzzle.
Okay.
So do you want me to go ahead and put together a draft RFP, take a look at?
Let's have you and Ryan and I sit down and talk about all of those issues and and stuff. The foundation's laid for the concepts. We just need to get it moving forward.
Okay.
Some of them are going to be easily paid for. Some of them I haven't figured out. What's really crazy is the large ones are fairly easy. Paying for Larry's trailer out there, I haven't figured that one out.
Nope.
There isn't a revenue stream to pay it back because the person who lives in there gets the ability to stay there as part of their compensation. So there's no revenue stream to pay for an $80,000, $90,000 new home there. So,
not to I know we've talked about the potential for even doing some revenue bonds to build out the west side hangars. I think that's a possibility, that if we own them and rent them out with the demand that exists, so it's a discussion item. There's
potential
there.
Well, that's not a problem at all, but you're incorporating something that doesn't generate a revenue into the portfolio of a revenue bond.
Are you talking about folding that trailer into that?
Well, I'm saying that we have a revenue source in the hangar rentals.
That's all you have to do is tie it to a revenue source.
And so if we can generate a revenue source. Now, he just signed the contract for the fuel delivery, which with his FBO, Pacific Aviation, so they're going to be giving a larger chunk of that. Of course, he just recently signed with U.S. Forest Service. So I think, you know, he's working on his revenue sources, and I think there's some potential, particularly in the west side.
The challenge is in his next year. He doesn't.
By the way, just for the record, we're skipping to item number two. We're done with one, and we're item number two, which is Grants Pass Airport caretaker's trailer.
Oops.
Just for the
kind of. Yeah, I guess we are.
Okay.
You know, if you look at his budget for this next year, there isn't any.
It's margin.
He's had $2.5-4 million of capital. And he gets to generate, you know, an administrative overhead that covers his operations to a degree by facilitating all of those. He doesn't have any of those going into the next year.
I don't know the status of the trailer that's out there. We saw an outside picture and it showed the lattice work around the porch. I'm sorry, a porch isn't $80,000. I can go buy a couple of strips of lattice and put new lattice up.
No, it's dry rot. The whole inside is dry rot. And they've had trouble over the years with you know, the washer leaking, and
it's fully depreciated. I've seen it.
Usually, what happens?
You
older,
might need to go out there, but if it isn't this year,
older mobile homes have
much longer
press board,
yeah,
in the floors, and they just get spongy.
And they've got plywood laying down there, and they've got 2x12s to.
But is the manufactured home the best purchase, or could we put a small one bedroom house out there? For more affordable, a stick frame.
I don't know. I know that.
Let's ask North Valley High School students to build it as a high school project.
Wow.
I know that those tiny homes that you buy.
They're not going to get the job done.
They run 50,000.
Another thing is, I think we're using the $80,000-$90,000 figure because that's what we did at Illinois Valley Airport with a double wide.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this requirement out here would be just a single wide, maybe a little two bedroom single wide. Type of a thing. So I think we should get some estimates, or just, you could probably go online and get a fairly good idea what one of those is going to cost.
And whether that's where the number's coming from, actually.
Whether it's $30,000 or $80,000, where is it come from?
So
his operations, what I'm suggesting is, I went over his budget again last night. He doesn't really have it. I mean, we can bond it and bill it against facilities. There's certainly money there to do that, to loan it to them the same way we did the other one. But he's
but without a revenue stream
building
to
up these pay fors as he goes.
I don't like
that.
I told him I don't like that. If it's great to establish that on a short term basis, even if we give him a 20-year amortization, but what I want to see is something at some point in time where you're going to, your ship's coming in, your airplane's coming in, you've generated revenues, you've built hangars, you've got a revenue source, and you pay that off early.
You know, he generated quite a bit of revenue off of his fuel sales, and if he's renegotiated that, I'd like to see what that's going to do and figure out what that projected delta is. Maybe that's how it's done. I think we can sharpen our pencils with the airport's budget and in finance it some way. Those hangar leases is going to be, but you know, he wants to build them, and then he wants to lease finished hangars. And there's an amortization and payback on that that's 10 years, I would say, before you start generating revenue. So
well, I'd make it, it'd probably be more like a 20-year bond, 20, 25-year bond, I'm guessing. But for a
the
few
shorter we
dollars.
Make it, the sooner we start making revenue off of it.
True.
If it pencils, that's but, all I wanted to
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out later. But what I'm saying is, if that's the case, there isn't a revenue stream coming off of those new hangars, even if they are on the horizon.
No, you're still paying for it.
Yeah, for a while. So it's tight.
But
you've got to figure it out.
But at some point in time, you have to say that's an investment. And you can, and if it has to be a positive cash flow thing from day one, it'll never happen. It will never happen. In business, it never happens. At home, how many people go out and pay, actually say, yep, I want to buy that house and I've got the cash in my back pocket. I've got a briefcase out in the car. None. You do, maybe, but I don't.
No, I'm just saying that that's all that real estate has been the last 3 years.
But that's, you know, basically.
Well, it's
but I see where you're saying.
You
want to have something concrete that where's your money coming from?
Yeah, I need
your ability
to
repay.
We can definitely do that. So it needs to happen. It's not, I think it's in worse shape than that house we replaced.
Oh, I do too.
So
I haven't seen it, but I hear tell it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in it, and it's awful.
What I struggled with is that was the priority. For some reason, there was a B and a bonnet, and we replaced that house before we did that one. And honestly, I think you could have spent $10,000-$15,000 shore that one up for a little while and bit the bullet.
That one had mold issues and health issues and so on and so forth. And I have been in that house out there.
Yeah.
You can push on the wall and move it, not 2 or 3 inches like they advertise. You can certainly move it a half an inch.
But I think that's red tagged, or should be.
It should be, by
I think
all
it is,
intents and purposes. I said I didn't look underneath
it
the
was
house.
Red flagged.
The IB.
I didn't look underneath the house, but it's got to be horrible underneath.
Well, let's figure out what we can do with this next one.
Okay. Larry will be back next week.
Is there a market for used, or is new the only investment?
Ryan, I think, has looked into used, and his caution is that there's a lot of liability associated with purchasing something that, you know, it's kind of like a used car. You kind of get what you don't know the miles. There's no Carfax on it.
When I was in a business that I was in, out there on, like, off of Redwood, there's a number of little mobile home parks back in there. Out there, and I went and disconnected a heat pump on a house, and it was a brand new double wide. And I said, nobody's ever lived in here. Why am I disconnecting it? So the lady bought it, had it brought in here. 3 days later, she fell down, broke her hip, went to the rest home. She never came back from the rest home. Called her heirs and said, hey, what are you going to do with this house? And they go, we just want to sell it. I said, so what did they end up selling it for? $23,000, and you got to get it out of here within 2 weeks. It was a nice double wide, and those pop up from time to time.
Yeah.
If you get on the Rogue Lee, a lot of times they want houses pulled out of there because the people, the heirs, don't want them.
The Willow Estates was a nicer one once upon a time too. Yeah.
So, but I don't know if that's an
certainly
option. I think for single wide is.
I mean, compared to condemned and not safe,
probably pretty nice.
It also has to facilitate the future needs of that airport, and they're going through their master plan right now. Is that the best in place for it? Probably. I don't know, but I think somebody needs to take a look at the aerial and say, well, actually, it should have been right over here so that people, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Larry and the FBO and those people out there using it, and the guy who's caretaking, I have to walk all the way over there every night, twice a night, to go look at this. Why don't we make it?
Make it move in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get him a golf cart.
Yeah, he's got one.
Anything else on under other?
No. I do have stuff under other. Do you guys?
Right in.
I'd really like to get a meeting with ODOT sooner rather than later. My list of issues and concerns is growing. I think if...
It was supposed to be today at 11.
I called Jerry Marmon again this morning and told him that to call me because we've got some issues we want to talk about.
Well, two months ago, we had said that for the city and county meeting. And
I think if Jerry's not responding, then we need to go higher. I mean...
I've got a call into Art Anderson also this morning, so...
Okay.
I'll take part of the responsibility on that because I should have just started right up and fire him all the stuff. But
well, I think, you know, the interaction at RV Act, or I don't know, you probably did that too. Probably tried every possible means. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Rob is a better conduit to getting a...
Might be.
Whatever it takes. I know that he was talking about some jurisdictional exchanges, and I want to get that conversation rolling because if there's, you know, 140 municipalities in the state, they're probably all talking about that. This transportation bill surplus of new money won't last forever.
No.
Let's get them while we can. There's a couple that are going to be really positive, I think, for both ODOT and our infrastructure. Another question I had, I was approached by Caleb LaPlante. I think you guys were too, but I was at the Rural Planning Commission where they had the hearing. And I know we've done this in the past, put out a reader board that delineates, you know, caution, traffic ahead, event of some sort. Mm-hmm. And what I told him is I said, I want that Upper River Road or whatever access point they're making, that's a no parking zone, towable. There isn't a ticket required. There's a tow company truck sitting out front. They have this in cities everywhere, you know, from 4 to 6, that's a travel lane. Nobody has to ticket anything. If you're parking right there, they tow you that second. And
are we about to talk about Upper River Road?
It's for the balloon and kite festival. Oh, yeah. People were parking on the street in both sides sometimes, I heard, and that gets it down to like one lane. The emergency vehicles can't travel. So if we had a reader board that's saying, you know, this is an I don't want
they didn't have I didn't go to the balloon festival. Did they overflow?
It took so long to get into the parking. So you'd get in there, you had this long line to get in, and it took forever to get back over to park. The line's going around for blocks as they're kind of slowly getting people.
I think they worked on that, but I think there's still going to be people who are inclined to like park on the side of the street and say, I'm just going to pull over here and park and walk because that'd be faster. I don't. That for me was a no go. We either get that and we have emergency vehicle access there, maintaining two thoroughfares, or it's not going to happen, in my opinion. So I got to.
Well, I think you know, last year's festival, you know, that's your first one, and I know what it's like to be the first of a
yeah.
The first hill climb I put up here on Highland. Oh my gosh. I had cars exactly like that. They were parked all the way down both ways on Highland, on both sides of the overpass. And everybody goes, what the heck did you do? I said, I didn't know that was going to happen. I'm glad it did, but, you know, from the financial side of it. But so I think, you know, this year, Caleb's aware that you're not happy with that, that we're not happy with the way that went. I'm sure he's got a plan. The plan
His
B
plan hopefully. Is to ask us for those reader boards and get the jurisdiction, the board authority to tow people.
Okay, so he wants the reader board and the ability
I
to tow.
I said, I don't want anybody parking on it. Yeah. The way to accomplish that is a reader board out front that says, this is a no parking zone on North Robert, whatever that road is. Terrible that I don't know this name.
Upper River Road.
Upper River Road. And, you know, the sheriff or the is authorized, all that stuff. That's us. We are the road authority, so.
Well, we don't have a reader board in our thing anymore. The state had, well, it's the state, let them provide it.
It's our road.
It's our road. Lower River is the state.
It's the state's.
But we don't have a reader board anymore.
I think that's unacceptable that the county, for emergency purposes, doesn't have at least two of those. Can you imagine? For fire in other situations in America?
Well, it's just what we had with the Apple Jam thing. We were going to need a reader board to say that it wasn't going to happen.
We can purchase that out of Title III, can't we? Because we can do capital for emergency purposes. I think we can.
I think that's limited to federal lands.
It goes to federal lands just down the road. BLM. Most of the rogue is BLM.
You're getting a little elastic here.
No, I'm planning for the future.
Creating.
It isn't for this event. It's for fire emergencies and anything else we need to delineate.
Look at Illinois Valley Road under evacuation, you know, last summer.
Yeah. And local access only, that's going to be the most common one. It's not a tourism thing down the road, getting access to the road or something.
If you did that, can you split it and say 40% of it's going to be used for emergencies and federal things and 60% split the cost of it?
Yeah.
Take part of it out of
right.
I have no problem with scheduling ODOT to come in on a Tuesday morning general discussion and having this conversation if we can get them in here.
I don't want to wait another month, so let's have
try
a plan of action, and you give it a good college try. And
both of them are supposed to call me this morning, so I'm going to say we have to have this done. We've got too many issues coming up.
Yeah, there's
too many issues.
I think your proposal down there, that has to be addressed. And they need to be working on it, because if you start talking about it now, it'll be 2020 before they're striping stuff. What's going on with the South Y?
What's going on with it's on my list. What's going on with the third rail, with our commuter lane? That's out there.
It's ridiculous out there.
Sooner rather than later.
Everybody is saying they need a third lane to get out of it.
Yeah. The commuter lane is so important, and it's one of those that will drag the feet. I'll just tell them, hey, you know, get Dan Durrell over here. Let him take credit for it and get the engineer out and put it in. Felt pen, just like to do everything else. The felt pen on the map.
Do you have an update on the website committee thing? I think we need to have that regular on the...
I can have John come in and give an update.
Yeah.
I got an email this morning. So what we were looking at doing is putting out a small request for information. Our brand issue was a matter of it wasn't in the right format that we could reuse it essentially or rebroadcast it. It needed to be recreated. And the website, we've had a couple.
Our logo?
Correct, our logo.
This isn't digital?
No, unfortunately, we have really.
How do we get there? That looks.
We have really poor product of that. And everybody's got a different one. Some people have ones with a box around it with sun rays coming out from behind it in green, and two-tone green, and some have that. So we were looking at putting out a small request for information on some cost for, I'll just read it. Logo and brand upgrade. Josephine County is requesting proposals to provide consulting and graphic art services for the purpose of brand evaluation and development. Deliverables include evaluation of our current county logos, internet communication applications, design elements, social media platforms, and public communications generally. Design is a vectored, improved, or new logo suitable for print material, signage, and uniforms. Recommendations on colors, fonts, and design. 3 would be recommendation on current tagline, its replacement, modification, or removal. 4 standards of letterhead presentation and print material. 5 website evaluation recommendations based on cost, efficiency, design feature. Home and department page design recommendations, navigation, search customization, consistent content design, and search engine optimization. So out of the conferences that I went through, had some companies that we've gotten some presentations on. And so from there was like, okay, this RFI would be, how much would this cost for this basic package, the smallest package possible of what we were looking at getting? And so that was where we're at.
90% of that sounds really good. In conversations with some of the programs, I think there's been maybe a little bit of disconnect between that logo for me is gonna stay. I don't think we want to rebrand
that one there.
Yeah, I'm not interested in rebranding it, but what we did talk about was, I think, you know, kind of embracing the idea that Fairgrounds has really gone in a great direction of having their own logo, but it needs to be in conjunction with this. So the way I've seen it in other counties is you have like our logo and then the fair logo on the letterhead, and that makes perfect sense to have airports do the same thing and parks. Past that,
yeah.
I don't really see anybody else needing. I mean, the sheriff has his own logo.
Yeah.
So
the recommendation of the professionals is not to have each of them have their own logos. We're Josephine County.
I don't really That's great. That's totally consistent.
But let them come back. We've had both. We've had in this room conversations saying we want to do this. No, never mind. We want to do this. And back to this. So the recommendation would be let the professionals make a recommendation, evaluate what we have. This is very difficult to see and read on clothing. It's very difficult to reproduce. The massive amounts of different colors and shading is not necessarily, but it's also what we're seen by. And so the question is, do we keep Proud to Be the Best? Do they not? Do they make that department name? The whole idea was just them to say, evaluate it, make a recommendation. Can you redigitalize it so we can recreate it?
Because and maybe simplify it to make it
correct.
More reproducible.
Parks wanted to have an element of camping, airports maybe an airplane, but at the base use our format. The other thing is with it being a triangle shape, most things give you a slot on advertisement for either a square or a circle. Are we utilizing the best space? So that's all stuff that the group was evaluating and recommending.
I want to hear what the professionals have to say.
Correct.
But I have no problem with the fairgrounds having their own logo for their shirts.
They already do.
For their shirts. And and you know, but I think that the various departments need to generate excitement about their particular deal. The fairgrounds has a Ferris wheel and flags and stuff on it. Looks really good, generates excitement about the fairgrounds. Yes, they're Josephine County Fairgrounds, but that right there, as you say, is stuff to read. It's probably not, in a professional's mind, that's not probably what they want. But I, you know, I don't want to get us involved in spending a ton of money.
No.
Replacing all those maps because they have that on and we changed to the paddle boat.
Not looking at replacing.
Yeah.
That
so,
I mean, the whole idea was we're looking at website, realizing that how our current logo is and some of the, there's now a requirement for ADA accessibility on websites and what fonts you can use, what size, they have to be readable and formatted in a way. The elements of it, John is doing an outstanding job leading this committee, McCafferty. And
what I saw that makes me concerned is that people were taking that and trying to adapt it to something. There needs to be a standard logo
for the county.
For the county.
County. Yeah.
I'm not adapting one for the board, finance, IT, legal, HR.
I agree with that.
They can have their own, and making this one simple is totally within what I would.
Yeah, and I like the idea of having that, and like say Fairgrounds has got their own logo. That
and the airport should have one too.
Well, we've
so the
looked
whole
at
idea
several
is
other counties and other cities, and that's exactly what they do. Is they have the official logo, but then the departmental.
Yeah.
In conjunction with on the same web page.
This
as a beginning. Yeah.
This social, I guess what you call social media or whatever it is. And logos and all, like you were talking about, Commissioner, about the ADA aspect of the phones and the we will spend so much money trying to keep up with that, and before we're out of office, it'll all be different again. We're moving so fast in the technology
but that's why we let the professionals build it.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to recreate the wheel. We've gone with looked at agencies that work with government entities to, I mean, and they could be simple designs, they could be fancy designs. We're just looking at this point was, what's it going to cost so we can bring back to you guys, this is the cost that we're looking at facing even in doing this.
It's like buying tires. You're never going to find a tire that fits all of your needs, that's for sure.
I think it's important for people to understand this is an RFI, not a request for proposal.
Right.
And that's really important because I don't want a bunch of time invested in something that
we just
may or may not.
We're just starting on the ground floor.
That's great.
So Arthur, you.
But I'd be happy to have John come in and explain it. Okay. He does better than I do.
Okay. You want to get hold of John then and set that up?
Sure.
Thank you. Anything else?
The public health RFP.
It closes, I think, on the 25th.
Yeah, this week. Yeah, this Friday.
So
I thought that's what people said last week.
That it closes on the 25th?
No, it closes on Friday, last Friday.
Well, I asked for a date, and I was
Fridays.
Told the 25th.
I think it's this Friday.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds good. What's our plan for after it closes?
Depends on whether we get any responses or not.
What is our plan? So if we don't get any, we're not doing anything else, so we're changing the RFP, making it adapted.
We will bring that back to the board after we see what responses we get. I don't think that there's a...
Is there a committee to evaluate those responses?
I don't know.
They haven't, they have a group that we're deciding.
These are the questions I have for, what is the process? I don't want to make it up on the 25th. We should have that clearly laid out. There's a group that are opening these on the 25th at 5 o'clock, or is it Monday? Usually you open up RFPs in a public setting, and we've done that with openings of the bids.
Yeah.
Airports, I'm just wondering.
It depends on what the RFP, I didn't write the RFP, but it depends on the RFP, because you can indicate in the RFP there will be no public opening.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
It just depends on how you laid out that process, so.
It's all delineated
sure,
in there, and I don't
yeah,
have it memorized,
yeah,
so I don't remember.
That's my issue, too. I'm not sure.
I think it's really important not to deviate, get
right.
it right, and then you know, I'd just like to know, what do we do?
What's going to happen on the
yeah.
25th? Okay.
No, and
okay.
after that. You know,
yeah, right.
Who's
right.
evaluating this? When should we expect a report and recommendation and that sort of thing? We're coming up at the end of the fiscal year.
I wouldn't expect any responses now. There have been no responses to date, but I wouldn't expect them until probably the 25th.
Yeah, right.
You know,
even
just before.
Ones,
yeah, just before the closing.
3:30 for a 4 o'clock
yeah,
deadline.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll get them in there. So, I will.
I just want us prepared. What if we got 30 and we don't, you know, want to do it right?
There's a score sheet that was included in the RFP. That's part yeah. of the evaluation. There's all of that is delineated on how they would be evaluated, what would they would be graded in. It's all part of the RFP laid out to everybody in advance.
The decisions of the board are those of like who's on the committee to do the evaluation and stuff like that. I'd like to know that.
So the prep committee was members of, we had a specific group that helped prepare and work with public health in the preparation of the RFP. I don't know if that's the same committee he would be using afterwards, but Leslie O'Brien, who was a former public health director who also was here when we privatized options, mental health. Tyler Flaming, who is on our board of health. And we had Belle Shepherd, who is a former public health director and currently with Oregon Health Authority. Those were our committee members that helped get us here.
Strong committee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Strong committee. Can we recommend that it stay the same?
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that listing.
Proper.
It's just advantageous for us to be ahead of the game. If there was something that's construed afterwards, you get 30 applications, somebody isn't chosen, and then you didn't have the review of the committee who made the recommendation to it. Just all that stuff goes a long way to making sure that it's the right product at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You don't want it to go sideways this far and how much effort people have put into this. So,
okay, anything else under other? With that, we are adjourned at 9:33.